The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the bull run.
Well, the first half of 2023 surprised just about everyone. We saw worries of a recession hold steady, a handful of the largest bank failures in U.S. history, and a Federal Reserve that kept hiking interest rates. Despite all those headwinds, U.S. stocks have soared. So the S&P 500 index was up 17% in the first half of the year. And we've only seen one other first half with gains of that level since 1998. If you listen to the mainstream financial media, the buzzword you might hear is narrow, meaning that only a few stocks have led the overall market higher. We can debunk this. No doubt, the popular tech stocks, many of which are heavily weighted in the S&P 500, and even more so in the NASDAQ, have gathered a lot of mainstream hype, and they have soared to uncommon gains this year.
So let's highlight some of them today for our listeners.
Names like Nvidia and Apple have made headlines again and have benefited from the artificial intelligence buzz. And stocks like Meta Platforms and Netflix are up more than 150% and 50% respectively. The so-called Magnificent Seven, Apple, Meta, Nvidia, Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, and Tesla, are up an average of 100% since the start of 2023 and make up 26% of the S&P 500 index. So when one of these names moves, higher or lower, it can skew the widely followed S&P 500 index, yes. But the market is way more than these names. What is interesting, though, is that this strong performance has not made most investors giddy. They are still worried about the dark clouds on the horizon. But according to history, they should not be overly bearish for long.
And why is that?
Well, that is because the S&P 500's performance in the first 6 months of this year was uniquely good, and it means the good times will continue and that stocks could reach new highs this year. So this bull run is getting its first clean bill of health in 2023. That is a big change from the first part of this year. A small number of stocks were driving the rally back then, and in fact, more stocks were falling than climbing higher from February through May. That is an unhealthy, narrow rally. When just a few stocks prop up the market, it does not take much for it to turn lower. But we have entered a new stage of this recovery. It is no longer just a few stocks driving the rally. The market is strengthening across the board. And one indicator shows that this may be a positive sign for the S&P 500 index over the next 12 months. And one of the easiest ways to see this is through the Bloomberg Cumulative Advanced Decline Line.
Okay, and how does that line work?
This indicator measures how many stocks are rising versus falling on a given day. It is essentially a running tally. So, if the advanced decline line is going up, you know a lot of stocks are also rising. But when it is falling, it means support for the current rally is starting to fade. Again, this breadth measure had been falling for months, but it broke out to a new 52-week high. This indicator failed to break out to a new high in February. It was slightly below that 2022 level, and then it turned lower for months. We have clearly broken through those previous peaks. This is what a healthy rally looks like. More and more stocks are joining the climb. Plus, breakouts like this tend to lead to even higher prices in the S&P 500. To see this, analysts tested what happens to the index after a new breakout in breadth. Since 2000, similar cases have led to gains a year later 76% of the time. But keep in mind that history doesn't always repeat itself.
Well, that's good to know. But what percent of gains have you seen?
Well, a breadth breakout has led to 4.5% gains in 3 months, 6.1% in 6 months, and 7.8% over a year. That crushes the 1.4%, 2.8%, and 5.6% returns that buy and hold investors typically see over the same periods. Even more, 8 of the previous cases led to double-digit gains a year later, and the largest winner was a 33% return. So this is a positive for the broad market, and it is a clear sign that the narrow rally is widening. So a strong start for stocks, like we have seen in 2023, has usually meant good things for the rest of the year. It does not mean it will happen, but odds suggest higher prices ahead. Sure, we could always see a pullback in the short term, but the current trend shows that the mid to longer term picture is bright. And also keep in mind that the S&P 500 is an unmanaged index and cannot be invested into directly. And references to individual stocks are purely informational and not intended as a recommendation.
If people have questions about our discussion, discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.